Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to May, a time for spring, renewal, and flowers blossoming. Speaking of blossoming, there comes a time in a girl's life when she blossoms into a woman. These changes include monthly visitations from Aunt Flo. Period pain can be excruciating. For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience it, the pain can range from a slight discomfort to the equivalent of having a heart attack. The symptoms that accompany this pain can include cramps, bloating, extreme cravings, nausea, backaches, headaches, and the general feeling your insides are trying to murder you from the inside out. Throughout history, there have been many methods to relieve menstrual pain as well as to deal with the shedding of materials. Let me woman-splain this for you men who don't know. Around every 23 to 35 days, the uterus develops a lining intended to nourish and protect a fertilized egg or fetus. The fertilized egg must attach itself to the lining in order to grow. When no pregnancy occurs during the cycle, the lining is shed along with nutrients, dissolved remnants of the egg, and tissues such as blood. This is what's known as menstruation or a period. Now that we've discussed what happens, how have women dealt with the pain and mess throughout history? The ancient world was known for using several methods for the collection of menstrual blood, such as scraps of fabric, animal furs, natural sponges, moss, and other textile materials. Specifically, in ancient Greece, women would take small pieces of wool, wrap it around a wooden splint, and insert it into their vaginas. To relieve period pain, Greeks were known to soak materials in belladonna and/or opium before insertion. Ancient Egyptians used papyrus fibers in a similar way, although it was thought that the material had a poor ability to absorb liquid. In ancient Asian cultures, women would wrap fabric around compacted sand or dried grass, and this would be used as a pad. And some indigenous cultures would use woven grass mats laid out in lodges or special areas specifically for women who were menstruating. Throughout the ages, everything pretty much stayed the same. That is, until around the mid-1800s, aka Victorian times. During this time, a new surgical anesthetic was introduced, and it was found that soaking bandages in the solution could be used as a sort of antiseptic tampon, which was helpful especially for bullet wounds. It didn't take long for someone to draw the correlation that these tampons could also be used to relieve women's pain during their monthly baby box sabotage. What was this new solution? Cocaine. That's right, cocaine. Women found these new tampons to be a wonderful solution, and doctors prescribed them for a variety of female ailments, such as inflammations, uterine disease, cervical endometriosis, painful childbirth, and sore nipples, which I can imagine was pretty well received by the patient, because if you're hyped up on cocaine, you pretty much don't give a fuck about anything that has been ailing your body. These tampons weren't the only option available for women of the Victorian era. Along with the sexual deviancy of the times, period products became more mainstream and readily available. Handkerchief-like cloths were used as an upgrade to pads, often known as sanitary napkins. At the time, these were washable and reusable. And in order to keep the napkins in place, a woman would use a sanitary belt, which was a belt that had two straps that hung down where the woman could connect the sanitary napkin to clips. In the 20th century, these belts were often made out of elastic. There are still several women who use this option today as a way to be environmentally friendly. On a side note, I found during my research that there are people who have a sanitary belt kink or fetish. This is one I've never heard of, and there are several websites devoted to the subject. Pretty interesting. The sanitary belt was in use for most of the 20th century, which we might find rather surprising. However, these were popular before the invention of self-adhesive pads. If you didn't like the feeling of basically having a towel between your legs, there was still the option of tampons, minus the cocaine. These were often bigger and less absorbent than their modern equivalent. The first self-adhesive pad was invented in the mid-1950s. However, the idea didn't really take off until about 1972, when the first beltless pad became available. The early pads did have variations such as heavy flow, light flow, and mini pads. In the 1980s, pads started to shift into their modern form with pads with wings, which, if you know, were a life panty sheet and basically any pant-like material saver. Of course, tampons were still around and gaining popularity. They evolved into smaller, more absorbent, shape-conforming products. However, it wasn't and still isn't without its dangers. Between 1979 and 1996, over 5,000 cases of toxic shock syndrome were reported. Toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, is a life-threatening condition caused by toxin released by bacteria Staphylococcus aureus and Streptococcus pyogenes. This happens when bacteria are introduced into orifices of the human body, either naturally occurring on someone's skin or through other means of contamination. In the case of TSS related to menstrual cycles, this often occurs when women use unsanitary means to soak up their period blood, or they leave tampons in their vagina for a long period of time. This also occurs when women don't thoroughly wash and sanitize their methods of period collection, such as menstrual cups. Symptoms of TSS include fever, changes to blood flow, rash and skin peeling on extremities, massive organ dysfunction and failure, diarrhea, upset stomach, nausea, muscle pain, and/or confusion or loss of consciousness. Just to be clear, TSS isn't only a risk for women during their periods. TSS can also occur through cuts on the skin or other infections in both males and females. While pads and tampons have evolved, the need for more eco-friendly alternatives to the old-school ways have given modern women a variety of products to choose from. Eco-friendly alternatives include menstrual cups and discs, which are inserted into the vagina to catch blood. When the device is full, it can be removed, the contents dumped into the toilet, the device is then cleaned and reinserted until the next time it's full. There's also period underwear, which is just what it sounds like. No need for pads or tampons, just wear the underwear and wash them as usual. These are said to be very absorbent as they can hold up to 2 tampons worth of blood. Another benefit is they look and feel like regular underwear, so no more uncomfortable tampons or bulky pads. If you're partial to tampons or pads but looking for an eco-friendly option, there are a few out there. reusable tampon applicators, which alleviate the need for disposable cardboard or plastic applicators. These can be used with all-natural tampons, which are often composed of cotton and other organic materials. Reusable pads are an option if you prefer the feeling of extra protection. These work similar to period underwear, but they can be changed out as needed. They are also washable, which saves money. If you're not in the mood to wash your blood-ridden pads, there is also organic alternatives to traditional pads made with cotton and other organic biodegradable material. Often these alternatives are 95% biodegradable. If you're looking for something that is guaranteed to be 100% organic and biodegradable, sea sponges are an absorbent, naturally occurring product. They are marketed as being durable and comfortable to wear during your period. They can also be used for 3 to 6 months, depending on period flow and care of the sponges. If you're like me and you're looking for a way to skip your period and be protected from pregnancy, there are methods of birth control that can allow you to safely skip a period, lessen periods, or stop them altogether. As discussed in the birth control episode, there are modern forms of birth control that can help with period flow and period pain. For any questions about these forms of birth control or questions about which period product might be best for you, please consult your doctor. The next time you're in the female product aisle and you're staring down the many options presented to you, remember, there are many options, but be thankful you don't have to shove fur or wooden sticks up your hoo-ha. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.